95.7 Ben FM Philadelphia presents Her Story, hosted by Kathy Romano. Her Story is a weekly tribute to women making a major difference in the lives of others by telling her story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Today's guest is the Director of Public Relations for Hershey Entertainment and Resorts. So Hershey Park is one of my favorite places to go with my son. He absolutely loves it there. The Hershey Lodge, that's so much fun. And the chocolate fondue wrap at the spa at the Hershey Hotel is divine. Quinn Briner is here today to talk all things Hershey with me. Quinn, thanks for coming by.
Oh, thank you for having us. Quinn, and you don't need me. You just talked about all the awesome things we have in Hershey. Thanks.
So I was telling you off the air that I didn't actually make it to Hershey this summer, and my son was devastated. So it's
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's like a yearly thing for us. We have to go to
love
Hershey
hearing that.
At some point. And you know what? I felt like I was late in the game. I didn't go to Hershey growing up. So when I got to Hershey, I was like, oh, this is what everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's anybody in this area who doesn't go, but if you don't, it's so much fun.
Oh, we have to change that. Yeah, we often hear people don't expect that Hershey Park is as big as it is. So we have 70 rides, a full water park. The zoo is included. So we've got 200 animals over at Zoo America. So it's really something for everyone, all ages. We've been around for over 100 years. Some of our rides, in fact, are that old. Our carousel celebrated its 100th anniversary this year. So if you haven't been there, there's always something nostalgic that you remember as well as something brand new.
Do you guys ever close?
Because it doesn't feel like we have much of an off season, but yes.
Is there a little bit of an off season? Okay.
We have just a couple months in the dead of winter, but we do a springtime event, and then summer is really May through September for us. Then we do Hershey Park in the Dark for 3 weekends of some Halloween fun. Kids can trick-or-treat throughout the park. We've got a special flashlight tour of the zoo. More than 50 rides are open. And then Christmas Candy Lane starts in just a couple weeks, so November 15th through January 1st. So not much of a downtime, but definitely a four-season destination.
So I've been to each of the events except for the fall, the Halloween events.
All right, we've got to cross that off your list.
Yeah.
Yeah, so perfect time of year to ride coasters. Great value. Tickets are only about $40. So 50 rides open, all 13 of our coasters. Kids can get 12 and under, can trick or treat throughout the park from costume characters. Yeah. And then it's the only time our zoo is open in the evening as well. So you can take a flashlight tour and see the nocturnal animals in their habitat. Make luminaries, pumpkins everywhere. It's beautiful.
And I would imagine it's less crowded than the summertime, right?
Yes.
So it's actually a good time to get out there and not have all the lines.
Yeah. I mean, we are popular. So depending on when you go, I can't promise there won't ever be lines.
Right.
But
okay.
It's nice to go. My favorite time to take my kids is a Sunday afternoon. And so that can be a great time to fit a lot of things in.
The holiday festivities, those start when?
Christmas Candy Lane starts November 15th.
November 15th.
Yeah.
Okay. And talk a little bit about that and what that offers.
Oh, it's magical. So we have 4 million Christmas lights throughout the park. And we actually track that. Someone has been out counting. So they actually start decorating in September for the Christmas activities.
All those lights get taken down each year?
They do. Yeah. We have an amazing maintenance team. So we've got 4 million lights. We have Santa throughout all operating hours. We have all 9 of his reindeer. We're the only place on the East Coast that you can come and visit his reindeer all the time.
I saw the reindeer.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't believe that they're real,
no,
but they are.
Reindeer.
And yeah, our zoo team takes excellent care of them while they're with us, barring them from the North Pole, of course. And then we have 6 coasters that are open, more than 40 rides. So it's just spectacular. The Noel Light Show is great. It's choreographed to music every evening. 5 different shows that kind of run throughout. So there's a lot to do during the day. But then as soon as, you know, kind of the lights go down, then you get to see the full spectacular show. And then we have a lot of hot chocolate, great goodies. We have king size shakes. So still a lot of cool food options, too.
And then what about the drive through light display?
Yeah. So that's Hershey Sweet Lights. So that's right outside the park, a 2-mile drive through kind of a wooded area, which is great. So I like to pack my kids up in the car and keep them in their pajamas, and drive through would definitely get you in the holiday spirit.
What are the times that Hershey Park is open during the holiday season or even during Halloween?
Sure. So mostly weekends at the beginning of the season. So Halloween runs Fridays through Sundays through November 3rd. Christmas Candyland starts the 15th. We've got some extra hours around Thanksgiving, but it's mostly weekends. And then the first week of December through January 1st, we're open daily. So you can come and kind of enjoy, get in the holiday spirit, even on the weekdays. And then really it kind of kicks up as we get closer to the holiday.
I've stayed at the Hershey Lodge a number of times and once at the Hershey Hotel. I loved both of them.
Oh,
the spa
beautiful.
At the Hershey Hotel was my favorite. I did this chocolate fondue wrap and it's just
I can tell it made an impression.
Yeah, you know what? It's just I love going to spas. I'll do spa trips anytime. Mm-hmm. But this was so different that I absolutely loved it. It was amazing.
Yeah. My husband will sometimes get me a gift card for my anniversary. And I just feel like a 1920s movie star when you're kind of in your robe and you're walking around. And they just, you know, guest service is so important to the entire team, but especially there at the hotel.
And they have that restaurant where you can go and you don't have to change out of your robe. You just go and grab
what is it about putting on that robe that makes you feel like, yes, I'm here to relax. And and so if you don't have time for that, we also have a new spa offering called Melt Spa, which is right on Chocolate Avenue. So Melt Spa by Hershey has dark chocolate treatments, so some similar things to what you enjoyed. But if you don't have quite enough time for the hotel spa, that's a great option too. Dangerously close to my office. So
I've never heard of this spa. How new is it?
It just celebrated its second anniversary. So it's still relatively new. It's got seasonal treatments. So now they have like pumpkin and cider treatments for the fall. We'll transition to kind of peppermint. They have a s'mores facial. So it's just awesome. Just as exciting as you can believe it would be.
What I love about the Hershey Lodge, it's very family friendly. My son loves going there, but the indoor pool area, which I know they redid not that long ago, a few years
Hershey
ago.
Hershey Waterworks.
Which is so much fun, especially if you're going in the fall months or during the holiday. It's perfect because the kids can still go swimming.
Yeah, and it's a destination pretty much into itself for sure. And there's some great restaurants. Fire and Grain is a newer restaurant.
Yeah, we love the restaurants.
Yeah, that's got great small plates. Best happy hour in town for people like me who are locals. It's great to go and get your chocolate martini fix, you know, kind of there. The lobby is just so warm and inviting, too.
It is.
You know, they have the big fireplaces. You can kind of hang out there.
The characters are always hanging out.
Yes.
Yeah. We did New Year's Eve last year there, and that was wonderful as well. What a transformation of. So if you've ever been to the Hershey Lodge, they have all those ballrooms, and there's all kinds of events always taking place there. But everything is opened up. All the walls are opened up, and it's one big, huge,
huge
room.
Party.
It's basically a carnival. There was a small roller coaster in there last year.
Well, when you're close to Hershey Park, we have to bring that in, too.
And I mean, all of the entertainment that you had, the people dressed in costumes, and there was a train ride outside. You turned part of the, was it the parking garage? Into like an indoor wonderland. It was amazing.
Indoor wonderland is exactly how they would want you to describe it. So, yeah, there's so much exciting things to do in Hershey around the holidays. So between that and obviously the park being open New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, it's definitely the place to be.
Is there some sort of test that you have to take about Milton Hershey before you go and you work there?
Well, so all of our employees do go through an orientation that learns about his legacy because so many of his values are still important to us, obviously, today. So a lot of people don't know that when you come to a show in Hershey, go to a Bears game, go to the lodge, go to the park, you're helping to support the Milton Hershey School, which is an incredible feeling for all of us. It's our core purpose. So giving back. But yeah, there's a lot about his life that's really interesting. My boss likes to say it's a story that even Hollywood can't make up. So at the height of his fortune, he gave it all away. And so the fact that this entire town and all of our, you know, kind of entities and destinations still support his vision is really special. So not a test, but something we definitely all believe in.
Okay. And that people need to know a little bit about before they work there.
Yes. Well, just the relationship between all the companies can be hard. I have a lot of friends who think I work for the chocolate company and it's like, well, no, I work for the entertainment side. So separate but related. So it's close enough.
Now, the park is actually going through an expansion.
It is. Yeah.
So when does that open?
The new summer park? Of 2020. Yeah, we're excited for Hershey's Chocolate Town. So it's an all new region at Hershey Park. We are saying it's kind of where fun meets chocolate. So an incredible place, year-round place for guests to gather and eat and play and shop. So it's our largest transformation ever, $150 million expansion project. So 23 acres, the front of the park will look completely different next summer. So a brand new arrival experience, front gate, a huge kisses fountain, our 15th coaster. So it'll be called Candemonium. So our tallest, longest, and fastest ever. So I get to watch that from my office. Well, thrilling.
Yes. Any more thrilling?
So it'll have like kisses and Reese's and Twizzler colored trains and a chocolate track. So it'll feel very much like it belongs. Yeah, with us. Yeah. Largest restaurant in Hershey. So we just announced details on that. It's called the Chocolatier. So we're going to have a carousel-themed bar, innovative menu with some hints of chocolate, a second-story patio. So if you're here for one of our summer concerts, you can hang out at this place before you head over there. An ice cream parlor, which we're calling Milton's Ice Cream. And so that's actually a throwback to one of his first ventures, which was here in Philadelphia. So he had an ice cream shop before he had all of the stuff with us in Hershey. So very vintage, but you'll have ice creamologists who will kind of walk you through all these incredible creations, a house-made ice cream, and then a scratch confectionery kitchen. So you can watch people making fudge and awesome chocolate treats, and then massive retail. So you can get all of your Hershey Park swag with you before you head out.
That's so much fun.
All of that is under construction as we speak. Now, for next summer.
What about the shows in Hershey? What do you have coming up?
So we're always excited to have a lot of shows, and this holiday season is certainly no exception. So we've got comedians like Bill Maher at the Hershey Theater on November 10th. We have Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood from the improv group there as well. We've got Goo Goo Dolls with their new album, who are coming to the Hershey Theater. And then holiday stuff, Straight No Chaser, great a cappella group that always sells out for us. My kids are excited for The Elf on the Shelf, which is a new show. So that's at the theater as well. And then at the Giant Center, we've got Pentatonix, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Jurassic World will be a really spectacular show. So huge animals, dinosaurs there too. And WWE. So if that's your way to celebrate the holidays, that'll be here on December 29th. So
that's a lot going on.
Always plenty to do.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
And the park's open during that time as well. So a lot of our guests will come to the park during the day and then see a show with us at night. And then we're starting to book some shows for next summer as well already. So we're getting the Green Day tour, which is only playing baseball stadiums plus us, which we're excited about. So I think that's Green Day and Weezer and Fall Out Boy.
What about special packages? Do they do hotel park packages or hotel show packages?
Absolutely. So we've got three official resorts of Hershey Park. So that's the Hershey Park Camping Resort, the Hotel Hershey, and then the Hershey Lodge. All of those have packages that include a variety of different things at the park. You get a free shuttle down to Hershey Park. You get early access, which is great, especially during the summer months. And then just a whole host of other perks. You get free tickets to the Hershey Gardens, the Hershey Story. So if you're looking to come and spend some time overnight, definitely check out our packages.
I don't think I've ever been to the Hershey Gardens. Where are those?
So it's right down the hill from the hotel. So
I've seen it.
Yeah, okay. Kitty Hershey's kind of gardens. They've got a really cool butterfly atrium in there.
Okay.
A lot of different events. And then the Hershey Story is a museum dedicated to Mr. Hershey's life. So once you take the quiz, you have to go there and hang out.
If there are any packages or people want to buy tickets, obviously, the website, is that the best place to go to?
Absolutely. Yep, HersheyPark.com. Yeah, it's such an exciting time for us kind of in our history. And certainly, it's also the first time in our history that the park is run by two females. Our new general manager, Vicki Holquist, and our assistant general manager, Laura Woodburn. So we're really excited about, you know, where they're taking our destination after being, you know, something that's so iconic for 112 years now. We're excited to be embarking on a huge transformation with Chocolate Town.
So are they behind some of the changes that are happening?
Yeah, I mean, we've got an incredible team. A lot of the master planning for Chocolate Town has been in the works for years, but we're just excited to evolve as our guests are evolving, right? So we want to be a place where people come because they love chocolate, they love amusement parks. We're the only combination of that in the world. So how we better tell that story. There's a lot of elements of Chocolate Town that go back to Mr. Hershey's legacy. So, for example, the buildings are in the architectural style of his era in the 1930s. There's little touches of him and how he wanted to give back to the communities. Both Laura and Vicki strongly believe in telling that story and really sharing that with our guests.
Well, it's one of my favorite places to visit. I'm excited about the expansion.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes. We've got to make sure we hang out with our kids and bring them as soon as it opens.
Yeah, absolutely. Quinn, thanks for coming by today.
Oh, my pleasure. See you in Hershey.
Thanks. See you in Hershey.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Today's guest is the Director of Academic Affairs at Fox Chase Cancer Center. Dr. Amanda Purdy has a passion for educating those curious about science, technology, engineering, and math, also referred to as STEM, through free mentorship programs targeting high school to postgraduate students. Her goal is to create the next generation of research scientists, physicians, and STEM enthusiasts by making STEM accessible to everyone. Dr. Purdy runs programs that provide exploratory classes and training opportunities for students and professionals, including those for underserved groups within the Philadelphia area. Dr. Amanda Purdy, thanks for coming by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Explain the STEM initiative in education for anyone who is not quite familiar with it.
STEM is traditionally thought of as just people that are really interested in science. A number of years ago, earmarked money for STEM programs. So anybody that's interested in science, technology, engineering, and math. So at Fox Chase, which is a comprehensive cancer center, so we treat patients. We also a world-class research institution. But the other thing we do is train. So we train the next generations of medical professionals, but also research professionals, anybody that's interested in any of those areas in general.
So tell me about the programs that you run.
There's a lot of them. So my favorite one is the high school program. So actually, I've been really interested in teaching since I was in high school and undergrad as well. I actually started in a lab when I was in undergrad. I was working on sheep and pigs and horses. I really liked explaining things to other people and kind of seeing when they first would get it. That was exciting. I was scared to work with high school students at first, but I feel like you got to start early. You really got to capture somebody's excitement before they begin to get interested in other things, or they begin to think that they can't do it, so or they're not smart enough.
Is that what you're doing with the programs? You're trying to capture them and pull them
in? Yeah, I'm trying to get the message out that you don't have to be the smartest person. Most scientists that I know, we're intelligent, sure, but we're not super intelligent. Maybe we're the hardest working. So I want to get the message out that to be interested in STEM, you don't have to be super, super smart. You just have to be curious and you have to be focused on exploring that curiosity.
So what is the actual program in the high school that you run?
So it's called the TRIP Initiative. It's Teen Research Internship Program. The name was actually coined by one of my former students. Really what it is, it's about exploration. Because I think, how are you going to know if you're going to like something until you try it? And I don't want you to have to wait till you get in college or you're paying somebody to figure something out. I want you to be able to figure it out for free, play around, see if you like it. And then at the end, if you don't, I consider that a win.
And are you in more than one high school?
So we initially started at Fox Chase. And so we kind of expanded beyond the walls because we knew there's way more people out there that wanted to get into this type of program. So I originally taught it at Temple University to kind of get high school students on campus and sort of help with that transition. But a buddy of mine who works at William Tennant High School said, hey, we have some space. Would you like to have it here? And so he helps me host it there once a year, but it's open to any high school. So people apply, and I try to reserve a few spots for William Tennant since that's where we have it, but it's open to anybody. I've had students as far as Reading, some parts of New Jersey, and a few from Delaware. So they seem to come from all over.
And is this an after-school program?
So it's not during the school hours. There's actually two programs. So one is during the summer at Temple University, and that one's pretty quick. It's about 5 weeks. The one that's at Tennant is on Saturdays, because that's what students want to do, is they want to come back to school and spend their whole day in the lab on Saturdays.
But you still have a pretty good turnout, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of people apply. So we have more people apply than we can serve. So I want to accept as many as I can, but there's only one of me. And I want to be able to know each one, figure out what excites them, and how I can help.
Is it every Saturday for the entire school year?
No. The next program starts at the end of or middle of January and goes for 12 consecutive weeks until mid-April. And then they present their research.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Oh, it is so much fun. I love that day because they just shine. And I feel like I get all this energy back because you can see how much they've changed. In addition, I also train a couple of postdoctoral fellows at Fox Chase that are interested in STEM education. So I teach them how to teach the class. And then I also have alumni of the program come back to be teaching assistants so they can be like near peer mentors, which I think is cool.
Why is an opportunity like this so much more beneficial to the children than just a standard classroom setting or what we know as the standard classroom setting?
I think it's because I can be more creative in what I offer to the students. So what the students always say is, in my biology class, they let me do experiments, but the answer is already known. I can't go and explore my own question. So what we offer the students is we teach them this fly system that we use in the lab. So we teach them a model organism. We teach them a little bit about the biology. We teach them about the equipment and then say, what do you want to do? What question are you interested in? And what's really cool about this model system is we can look at things that the student themselves might put in their body. Vaping is really huge right now, so we can actually vape the flies. Or we have students that are athletes that are really interested in, like, head trauma. So we give flies concussions, which is also crazy. And they have the flies have the same thing happen to them that humans do in terms of the genes change and upregulation of things.
So, and you're doing all of this on Saturday at Williams Henn High School.
Yeah. Yeah. It is so much fun. Again, after you get them, you teach them the stuff, they get to, each student develops their own independent project, something that gets them excited. So at Tennant last year, we had a couple people studying concussion and if specific oils could be protective. We had a couple people that were really interested in fasting and how that maybe affected later fertility, which I thought was really revolutionary and kind of an interesting thing that you can do, but obviously can't do that with people.
That's interesting. Ethics. What were the results they found?
It aligned with what we found in what has been found in humans, that if you fast more in the morning, it increases your metabolism. If you fast at night, it doesn't seem to have a big impact on metabolism. I don't know about the long-term fertility studies. Again, those wouldn't be out. But the same thing happens with fruit flies.
Interesting. Before your focus on education, you were a research scientist, or are you still a research scientist for Foxchase?
Yes, I would say administrator, educator, and then probably research scientist. So I dabble in the lab to get things started for the students to sort of take over questions, but I don't have enough time to run my own research program anymore, just sort of a bummer, but also not necessarily the thing that drives me anymore.
So have you seen any of these participants in your programs go on to STEM-related jobs?
So the program's been running about 5 years. So my oldest students have graduated from college, and actually one now works in a lab right next to me. She actually trained one of my undergrads over the summer. And I was like, ah, cool. So there's, I think we've trained about 150, and all but two have stayed in STEM. And the other two have gone into sort of a business, but they want to support STEM initiatives.
If people are interested in your program, right now it is only being held at William Tennant?
So William Tennant in the winter, spring, and then in the summer at Temple. So right now applications are open. They're going to be open through the end of October.
And how do people apply?
So they can go to tripinitiative.com and all the information is there. It's an online application. It's mostly essay-based. I would think your usual suspect of questions, but I'm really trying to get the student to jump off the paper and tell me about themselves.
And you're reviewing the submissions?
Actually, I'm not. Okay. So I have a panel of former students and some of my staff review the applications. We actually review them just like our research grants are reviewed by the NIH, but it's actually kind of nice because we can have the alumni come back and have extra training so they could see how they appear on paper for applying to college.
And the students have to apply themselves. They can't have somebody submit them?
No, we don't want that at all. We want the person to come through. So they have to have the online application, 3 letters of recommendation, which seems a little steep, but it kind of makes them make sure that they're on the ball if they can actually, you know, get the paperwork done and be responsible. And they have to submit a transcript, although I don't think grades are really that important.
But you can see how dedicated they are if they're applying and
right.
doing all of this is what right. you're looking for. Again, what's the website to submit?
So it's tripinitiative.com.
Tripinitiative.com. And then if people want to get more information or email you, that you want to give out your email?
Sure. It's amandapurdy@fccc.edu.
And they can get more information also about you at foxchase.org.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Purdy, thanks for coming by.
It's a pleasure.
And thank you for joining me each Sunday. If you missed any part of today's show, we'll be up as a podcast tomorrow morning on 95.7 BenFM.com. You just scroll down to the Her Story section. You can click that and see all of the shows listed right there. Each Sunday, I highlight a different amazing woman in and around the area. If you think you have somebody who might be a good guest on Her Story, I would love to hear about them. You can email the story into herstory@957BenFM.com. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.